Okay, so first off, I just want to say happy holidays to everyone. Whatever you celebrate, happy holidays, happy holiday season. And happy new year. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about nationalization. Not that that's happening, but I think it's wouldn't solve all the world's problems, and definitely wouldn't, but I think it would definitely solve a lot of problems that go hand in hand with economy, jobs. And I think well, because we live in a, you know, world that's ran by money, you know. It doesn't matter how happy you are, you know, if you're in debt, you're in debt. If you can't afford to live near your job, that's another problem. So even though happiness is a big part of life, and I think it's something everyone should strive for and keep in mind, we definitely live in a world controlled by nothing but dollar bills. Now, I'm not going to go into clout, none of that. Straight up money. Because it's what we all want. It's what we all need to survive, you know. No, it's not, you know, I feel like I say the same thing every episode, but, you know, we can't, it's not, you know, no one can just have a job and, you know, be able to keep their head above water. It's not possible. No one can have just a job and, you know, be able to live a normal life. And normal, I mean, you know, not having to, you know, struggle or for food or, you know, whatever the case. You know, everything's, you know, paid on time. You know, you may not have a Lambo, but you're, you know, you're good. You have a car, it works, gets you to and from, you know, it's not breaking down every other day, every other month. You know, just a stable life is extremely hard to come by, you know. And I feel like, not I feel like, but with more and more people coming into, you know, I think our population is increasing. I should probably look it up, but I'm pretty sure it is. I talked about it in school. Population's increasing, and countries aren't really acting as, you know, the forefront for the people who live in it. You know, countries are treating the country as a business, and the business only cares about, you know, quarterly financials and dollar bills. They don't care about the people who run it. Now, you're probably like, what do you mean by nationalized? What is the, you know, what is nationalizing a business? One form of nationalization is media. You know, you can, instead of, you know, New York Times being its own company and being invested in and owned by, you know, just traditional citizens and regular citizens in America, if you were to nationalize news, it would come straight from the government. You know, it would be, being a reporter or an editor would be a government job. Kind of like, I don't know, what is another, you know, government job? There's so little, what used to be considered a, you know, government job. I guess anything that's paid for, or you, like, you're paid through taxes. So I guess teachers, firefighters, policemen. I'm pretty sure that includes waste disposal, like garbage men. But I'm not sure, because there are a lot of individual garbage or waste removal, cleanup management. Well, waste management's a company. But you know what I mean? There are some other companies, so I don't really know if it's a government job anymore. It might be, because I'm pretty sure those companies might make money from the government. I don't know. But, like I said, that list is probably, and you know, working for the FBI and CIA and stuff like that, are the only real government jobs that there are. You know, everything else, you're working for a company, and you know, everyone needs a job, you know, because everyone needs food, a place to live, have people, you know, that they provide for. So, no, these companies obviously know that, because they live places too. But, you know, they can simply, you know, pay you little less than what you actually should be getting paid, you know, just to keep above, you know, budget limits, you know. And a lot of stuff companies do, and I'm not saying get rid of all companies, because that's, I think, takes away a lot of freedom from people. But I don't know. I think there needs to be more nationalized jobs out there than there are. Like, there definitely needs to be car manufacturer that's nationalized. Because even though everyone's going to say General Motors, I don't think... I'm pretty sure that's an LLC. It's not ran or controlled by the government. It's just, you know, American ran and owned. But you can definitely, I'm pretty sure you can still definitely find General Motor brands in Europe or wherever else you live. So, you know what I mean? It doesn't make it nationalized. It doesn't make it made for, paid for. You know, or you know what I mean, like made for and made by people of the nation, wherever you are in the world. Benefits and negatives to nationalization, there's a benefits. Like I said, it's a government job, so it creates, but That is if your government isn't a piece of crap. Better opportunity for better wage. Because, you know, you're not outsourcing for, you know, aluminum or whatever else. Whatever industry. It doesn't have to be cars. But, you know, if you were to nationalize cars, you can have a factory that makes strictly rims. You know, it wouldn't be, West Coast Customs. Is that from GTA or is that an actual place? Pretty sure it's an actual place. But yeah, it wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't be seeing, you know, Forgiato and all those other ones. It'd be, I don't know, whatever they call it, America's rims, but they, you know, label each rim. This is this. This is this. This is this, and they'd be free. Free to people, because all the materials come from in house. You know, we're not buying them from somewhere. We find the materials. We make what we need out of the materials, and if we have room to sell what's left, then you sell what's left to other countries. And that's how the country makes money. Everyone living in the country shouldn't be profited off of for, you know, potentially no gain. You know, we have, in America at least, we have our yearly tax returns. But that, I feel like that's more of like a sign-off, you know? People complain, so they made, you know, a way for it to come back. But, you know, we don't really... Not that we don't really, but people don't see the benefits that they want out of their taxes, because taxes isn't just, you know, out of your paycheck. You know, they take taxes on every transaction they can. You know, if you're sending money to somebody, they're taxing that. You know, it's stupid. It's a long cycle of just take. And for what end, you know? No one really gets off on hospital bills. I have yet to see a road that's actually fixed. You know, everything needs to be redone. Or, you know, they'll do little patches here and there, so it'll need to be redone in 3 months. You know, it's a long cycle of take for us to see so little. And not even in benefits, you know, like we want physical things. But the stuff, you know, and we just pulled out of Afghanistan. So I don't believe we're in any active forms of engagement right now. We're not in any wars. So, you know, it's, especially nowadays, now that the cost of things and taxes are going higher, we need a return of something, you know? You know, taking huge percentages of our money just to give some of it back. And then, you know, just for it to happen again, you know? Because, you know, people are going to spend, you know, their money, because it's like, you get, it's which is sad to say, but people get used to living on, like, on the down low, I guess is the word you can use. People get used to not having much, so, you know, they expect, or they use their tax return for a vacation, because we're animals, we're not supposed to, you know, live like this. You know, we're supposed to be born, eat, reproduce, die. All this stuff in the middle, not going to complain about it, but it's not natural, you know, end of story. It's just not natural. So, you know, everyone needs, you know, to let loose, whether you're a partier, whether you don't party and you'd rather save up for something big like a vacation. It happens. People do it. We're emotional creatures. We need the release. You know? Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.